from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The boys are back. Those boys, Mac, Bob, and Dusty, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Not only that, Royals, Chiefs, all this week. Chiefs at 4:30, I believe, start, or 4 o'clock start here on Thursday on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. Vern's pregame show tonight, 6 o'clock, if you're still with us.
What do you mean if you're still with us? This team still has a 4.5 game lead in the wild
card. Thank you.
Boston wants no part of winning.
Thank
They're
you.
Just giving the Royals, who have not won in a week, and not have lost a game in the standings, really, have they?
Like, no.
Maybe a game in the wild card, but my God, if you would have told me Vinny went out and the Royals lost six straight games and they're still 4.5 up in the wild card, it's like,
yeah.
Boston has no interest in taking over the Royals. The Tigers are interesting, though. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to come on. I told you they were playing some good baseball. They're 5 out. I mean, I think they have a better shot of taking over a wild card spot than Boston does right now. My God, you gift wrap a playoff spot for Boston and they have no interest in taking it. So the Royals maintained, even though they've lost their heart and soul of their team, they lost some other cat they acquired 2 days ago and they've lost 6 straight, but by God, they're still 4.5 up for that final wild card spot, Dusty. So you've got to feel a little bit better about that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like part of our job to kind of either join them or give them reason to think differently. And I say that about the fan that listens, right? You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. And, you know, Friday, Bob, I did my first ever rant for this show. I've always been known to do one or, you know, three throughout the year. I said, everything's going to be fine. They're still a playoff team. Relax. I will say this to be fair. Everybody had a great Labor Day except the Kansas City Royals.
No doubt.
I mean,
no doubt about it, man.
Houston,
yes.
Get the hell out of there.
Yep.
Wasn't great. One of the losses you had was on a walk-off loss.
Yep.
The other loss you had, Bobby Witt Jr., was the only thing that could hit. Of course, we saw the stat. He's the first Royal ever to have back-to-back season with 30 home runs,
right.
I believe,
right.
Was that stat, which I couldn't believe.
Big indictment of the home run hitters we've had here for the last 60 years in Kansas City.
And, you know, I tweeted out Saturday, or maybe it was Friday, I can't remember, a lot of fun to be had this past weekend with you know, a lot of sodas and pops and friends. But I tweeted out, I think it was Saturday, and it was Yankees lost, Boston lost, Detroit lost, Twins lost, Cleveland lost, Royals lost.
Royals lost.
It ain't like anybody else is like going out there with a blaze of glory and saying, hey, I'm going to take over this whatever.
Right.
Right? Like the Yankees are who the Yankees are. Baltimore is who Baltimore is. They get to play the White Sox right now. Must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You had your fun with them. But one thing that we were adamant on Friday was they're still a playoff team. And I, you know, kind of grazed through the text message this morning. And again, I try to emphasize on this because at the start of the season, your expectations were be competitive throughout. And it's okay to change those expectations. And they
absolutely
did. And you did.
And you did. Yeah.
And this is where I put it on you. I said, okay, now your expectations are changed a little bit. This should be a playoff team. If you went beyond that, if you were like World Series or bust, I don't know when that started. I don't know when that happened. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'll be honest with you. This is not a World Series championship team right now. Now,
well,
again,
especially with the loss of Vinny now, yeah.
Right. And things change and expectations can can uptick or downtick, however the season goes. But again, you look at the playoff race, and there's what, like 25 games left? You have a 4.5 game lead in the last wild card spot. You're a half game behind Minnesota for the second one. You're still a playoff team. And again, if your expectations were it should always be World Series or bust, not with a team that won 56 games last year, that's now a team that's going to probably be a playoff team as a wild card team, so be it. I understand that the division is what you go after. You still have two more tonight. Again, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong time. Vern's pregame show tonight here on Ice 5 The Fan, 5:30 start. Because we're back in the school spirit of things where games start at 6:40. Love it.
Love it. Yes, fantastic.
But again, your time to shine. But like we said, you're still a playoff team. 4.5 game lead over Boston. 5 game lead over Detroit. You got two more against Cleveland tonight and tomorrow off Thursday. And then you get another big one, Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. New York, New York, New York.
Yeah, it's just going to depend on how this team responds. I mean, they're in their longest losing streak of the season right now, which, you know, is not good. You don't six games. Yeah. you don't want to be playing your worst baseball at this point in the season. And the Royals are playing their worst baseball right now. And a lot of that has to do with the loss of Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, that's the heart and soul of your team. And you know, when this happened on Thursday night and we kind of came in on Friday morning and started to kind of get word trickling out that, you know, Vinny may be done for the year, you started to think about how is this going to happen? How is this clubhouse going to respond? And they have not responded in a good way at all. I mean, they got their teeth kicked in down in Houston, and then they lost a game yesterday, which was kind of a lethargic game, quite honestly, you know, for the Royals from an offensive standpoint. There's nobody there to pick up the slack, and there has to be somebody there to pick up that slack. Look, the Royals tried over the weekend. Tommy Pham's a nice addition to this team. I thought Gurriel was going to be a nice addition to this team, but obviously he blew his hamstring out, that same injury that he had in the minor leagues all year, which is one of the big reasons why he was never up at the big league level. So it doesn't look like they're going to be able to rely on him at first base, but it's not for lack of trying, man. I give the front office and ownership a lot of credit for going out there and even spending more money right now to try to secure that playoff berth. But you're going to need the starting pitching to do better. You're going to need the bullpen to do better, and you're going to need to come up with that timely hitting that just hasn't been there for this Royals team, you know, over the last week. They won that doubleheader on Monday a week ago in Cleveland. You were feeling pretty good. Tuesday, the team gets a win. They tie for first place in the division, and they have not won a game since. And then couple that with the Vinny Pasquantino injury, there's a lot to overcome right now. But the good news is Boston wants no part of winning. Minnesota clearly wants no part of winning. Detroit maybe wants part of winning. I don't know. I'm not in depth enough with Detroit right now. I haven't watched them play a whole lot of baseball this year for obvious reasons. But I think right now the Royals are in a good spot because nobody else seemingly is good enough right now to overcome them. And if that's how they get into the playoffs and they sneak into the playoffs and they're in the wild card round and they go to New York or Baltimore or someplace like that and they end up not winning, it's still one hell of a season, and it still exceeded all of your expectations, and it's still something to build on going into next year. And you can build on that and say, yeah, we probably would have been better had Vinny not been gone. We get Vinny back healthy, make some additions this offseason, and now we're talking about a team with true expectations going into next season that you're going to challenge and be one of the better teams in the American League. If the season ended today, the Royals would be in and we'd all be happy. It would be a great thing because we weren't expecting it. And if the season ends up and the Royals somehow, you know, end up not getting into the postseason, did you not enjoy this ride this year? Did you not see signs of promise? Did you not see signs of hope that we can build on? Like, going into the offseason, probably the most excited Royals fans have been going into an offseason since we won a world championship, right? You were so excited going into that offseason. But now you're excited for different reasons because you saw signs of promise. You saw signs of hope. You got your number one player locked up for a long period of time. You got your number one pitcher out there that you know that you...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can rely, and you got a lot of good young players on this team. So This season has been a positive, regardless of how it ends in these last 25 games. We've taken a lot of good things away from this team, and that can't be denied.
No. I mean, they're still a playoff team. 4.5 games.
That's a big, big lead, man.
Again, yes, they've lost 6 in a row. I understand that. 4 in Houston, just lost your first one against Cleveland. You were up 2-1, back-to-back 2-run home runs. It happens. But again, you have a 4.5 game lead against Boston. And I thought that, you know, you brought up a good point with Vern said in his post-game show. Who are you disappointed in? Everyone was solid yesterday, and that's the fear. You can't expect much more.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, where was your disappointment? Was it Michael Walker, because he only went five innings, five hits, 2 runs, gave up the 2-run homer, kind of was a pinch to the nerve. Bubic comes in, another 2-run homer. At that point, it's 4-1. You're like, yeah, boy, okay, right. This looks like it's depleting. And then my dad and other people would say, this team's got to figure out a way to hit. And Rob Collins tweeted out, during the 6-game losing streak, the Royals are 6-33 with runners in scoring position. That's over 100 points below their season average.
They were the best in baseball with runners in scoring position.
And that right there is the stat that shows you that you miss Vinny Pasquantino.
Absolutely.
And listening to Vern's pre- and post-game show, I heard him say in the pregame show, the day that Vinny got hurt was, or the day after Vinny got hurt when they played that day game, it was like, who is going to replace Vinny Pasquantino? And he simply said, nobody.
Nobody.
And don't expect anybody to do that. This does hurt. You've got a little bit of time. And you've got a 4.5 game lead. So luckily for you, you've set yourself in a position to be a playoff team late into the season on September 3rd, when the Chiefs play a game in 2 days. We're here on 96.5 The Fan telling you that, yeah, it was a rough weekend, but they're still a playoff team.
Yeah.
And they're a playoff team by 4.5 games.
And that's what tells me they're going to make the playoffs, because you don't go in a 6-game tailspin. You don't lose arguably your heart and soul of your team. Obviously, Bobby's your best player. Salvi's your captain. Vinny's kind of the heart and soul and the glue guy that held this whole thing together. And you're still 4.5 games up on a wild card spot. That tells me right then and there, this is a team that is going to make the playoffs, because nobody else is willing to take it away from the Royals right now. And that's a good thing. And so you get through Cleveland, you get through Minnesota, it eases up a little bit. You get Pittsburgh, you get Washington, you know, towards the end of the season. Obviously, you finish with the Braves. They're going to be in a sprint to a playoff spot at the end of the season as well. So that's a tough ending of the season. I think you get the Giants mixed in, who have cashed it in months ago right now. So you get the opportunity, once you get through this kind of gauntlet of the schedule, to really take on some teams that aren't fighting for anything. And you know, when teams are playing at the end of the season, they're more concerned about where they're going in October than what they're doing in September. They're planning their vacations. They're getting their offseason ready. They're not really focused on what's going on, because it doesn't matter for some of these teams. So you got to beat up on that competition. But the thing is, you just got to stem the tide until then. And with Cleveland and Minnesota, you got to figure out a way to scratch across a couple of wins right now. And hopefully Boston continues to lose and continues to not show up and play baseball. They're playing the Mets right now. The Mets are playing meaningful baseball games right now. Who would have thought at this point of the season, after the way it started for the Mets, that they'd be playing meaningful baseball games? Yeah. And they are right now. And so the Mets are keeping the Boston Red Sox down. So I just think right now the Royals are still in pretty good position. It's rocky right now. You got to figure out a way to navigate through all of this. But at the end of the month, when it's all said and done, this is probably a team that's still going to the postseason. They may get knocked out in the first round, and hey, them's the breaks. But you know what? This is a team right now that I think, when you look back at the entire season, the season as a whole, you got to feel really good about where this organization is headed. A lot better than we were 365 days ago.
Yeah, 365 days ago, there wasn't a Royals topic. Right. She's playing within 5 days.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Nobody cared. But now they've set themselves up to be a team that I think has a lot of staying power right now in this division.
Yeah. 4.5 game lead over Boston, 5 game lead over Detroit. half game behind Minnesota, 3.5 or 4.5 behind Cleveland. Two more against Cleveland today and tomorrow. You win the next two games against Cleveland. Love to see what your attitude is Thursday, because that would be Chiefs, Royals are off. Gear up for Minnesota.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.